Adventures in Research. Among the ancient peoples, the Greek scientists most closely approached the mind of modern man. Here were men speaking our words, following our devotions, thinking our thoughts, pursuing objectives which seemed to us worth gaining and worth understanding. Such a man was Hippocrates, the father of medicine. This is Paul Shannon bringing you another transcribed story of science produced as a public service in cooperation with the Westinghouse Research Laboratories. And today bringing you the story of Hippocrates, who first separated medicine from philosophy and became a name held in universal veneration by medical men in the 24 centuries which have followed him. The time, according to reckoning, is 410 B.C. The place, Athens of the Golden Age, the greatest city in the world. Philiscus, a Greek citizen who lives by the wall, is sick of a fever.
Well, doctor?
He does not know me.
Aye, 'tis a bad omen.
He is racked with fever and tosseth like a leaf on water.
I tell you, it is the hounds of Hecate that rend your husband. What physicians have treated him?
Imram, the Egyptian, 2 days ago gave him an emetic of white hellebore. But he still is no better.
The Babylonian. He came too, mother. Remember?
And what of him?
He sacrificed a goat and made divination by the liver.
So?
He laid the liver out and demonstrated to me plainly. There was the lobus dexter and the lobus sinister. And they were unequal. This I saw with my own eyes.
Yet, son, the omens were not clear.
But the gallbladder of the goat, it was full of stones.
Huh? How many?
3 large and many small ones.
3? That is a grave omen. 1 element is missing. There should be 4.
Water, perhaps? My husband cries when he awakes, and always for water.
Fire, air, earth, and water. The elements of Pythagoras. If one is taken away by the hounds of Hecate, it must be replaced. Now thou sayest thy husband, Philiscus, is hot and dry. Then fire is in the ascendancy. Water is cold and moist, just the opposite. Hence, it is water he must have.
But water I give him, morning, noon, and night, every hour.
Perhaps, mother, we should take father to the temple. There the temple priest would treat him.
He is too sick to move, and raving with fever. We could not leave him alone.
Daughter, thy son is wise for his years. I, the temple is the answer to your woes. As a young man, I went to a temple for this left eye, which was pitifully sore and agonized me with pain. It was a good temple, and there the priests gave me excellent remedies. For soon the pain ceased, and my eye was healed.
What temple was this, grandfather?
At Epidaurus.
And what was your offering?
I was too poor to offer a sheep or a goat, so I offered a popana, a small cake dipped in oil. Then I starved myself for 4 days and was allowed to enter the sanctuary for the incubation sleep.
What was that?
Inside the temple, you slept before the great image of Asclepius at the high altar. Sufferers were strewn about the floor. Night came and we composed ourselves to sleep. And whether it was a dream or not, I cannot tell. But it seemed to me the God himself came down from the altar and walked among us. He had 2 great yellow snakes and a dog. He stopped where I slept, and the dog licked my eye, and the God rubbed some ointment on it. And lo, the next day, the eye was healed.
Philiscus is awake.
It is a pity to be thus afflicted.
Grandfather, Should we not fetch the physician Hippocrates to counsel about father?
Hippocrates, the healer?
Aye. He is in Athens now. He hath a good name and is highly esteemed.
Hippocrates? Is he the one who treated the Clazomonian?
Yes, that is he.
And the Clazomonian was cured, was he not?
Yes, after all others gave him up. And his illness was much like father's. Pain in the body and fever and delirium. Well, he was sick for many days until this Hippocrates came to treat him and administer remedies whereby he was cured.
Mayhap he propitiates one of the gods.
Let us send for him quickly, quickly.
I will run and bring him.
In a short while, Faliscus's son returned, leading a radiant stranger, the physician Hippocrates, tall, erect, godlike in presence and calmness. Accompanying him were his three sons, Dexippus, Dracon, and one named Thessalus, young disciples learning the art of healing. Hippocrates entered the house and went to the bed where Faliscus lay.
Has he been delirious long?
Since yesterday evening.
How long has he been sick?
This is the third day. He went to the marketplace to discuss some matter and stood in the sun. And something he said must have incurred the wrath of the high gods.
Please, tell the story just as it happened, without speculation on the gods.
He came home, complained of aches in the head, and took to his bed. He sweated and was very uneasy. Yesterday, he refused nourishment, except water, and has become steadily delirious, gradually worse.
Dexippus, did you write this down?
Yes, Father.
Go on. What more?
Today the fever increased. He trembles and asks always for water. He does not know me anymore. And now, for the first time, he spat blood.
Exactly when was that?
Shortly before you arrived.
You are writing this, Dexippus?
As fast as I can, Father.
Notice, my sons, the usual symptoms of this illness. Fever, perspiration, craving for water, delirium, followed by signs of blood. We have seen it often this season, have we not?
We have, Father.
Have you anything more to tell us?
That is all, sir. Oh, mighty physician, invoke the gods to drive this devil from my husband.
Your husband hath no devil. He hath a disease. We will do our best. More we cannot promise. Pray to the gods, aye, but pray for piety and good works. Do not ask them for things they cannot grant.
Quietly and efficiently, the Greek physician left instructions about the patient's diet and recommended lime water to drink. He instructed the family slave in bathing his master to sponge him with a cloth unless he chilled. He left a draft of medicine to be given for delirium. All this was noted and written down by his sons.
That is all we can do for today. I will return tomorrow and again observe the patient.
Shall we offer sacrifice to any of the gods?
Venerable sir, I do not practice by the gods. I try to discover the nature of the disease and to follow that. To read nature, sir, is better than offering sacrifice to a stone statue.
When Hippocrates returned the next day, Faliscus, the sick man, was unimproved. Hippocrates again examined him, noted all points about his condition, and ordered Dexippus to write it all down. On the fifth day, the patient was worse. There was something very peculiar about the breathing.
Oh, sir, can you not do something?
I shall try to do my best, all that I am capable of doing.
We should remove him to the temple of Asclepius before it is too late. There my eye was cured, and so will be this fever.
Would the family leave the room for a moment? I wish to confer with my sons. Well, my sons, What think you of that breathing?
It is passing strange.
Now, that means nothing. Be more explicit. Observe. How would you describe it?
Well, sometimes the breathing is very rapid and deep.
Go on.
Then it becomes shallower.
Yes. Then what?
It stops suddenly. Then begins again. Like a person recollecting himself.
A splendid description, my son. Like a person recollecting himself. Excellent. Write that down, Dexippus. There is no better description I ever heard. Tell me, my sons, where have you seen breathing like this before?
The Thessalonian had something like it.
True. And what was the outcome of his case?
He died.
So he did. Do you remember anyone else who had it?
Was not that woman we visited in the house yonder breathing in the same way?
She was indeed exactly the same breathing. And what was the outcome of her case?
She too died.
That is the rule. I have never seen one recover, so it will be here. I am sorry, deeply sorry. But the rules of nature are immutable. Note his hands.
Cold and moist.
The feet.
Also cold and moist.
Write down, Dexippus. Extremities altogether cold. The paroxysms on the even days. Sweats cold throughout. Prognosis negative. I will comfort the family. There is nothing more we can do here.
Such was Hippocrates, the father of medicine. Hippocrates, the first physician to observe and to reason about what he saw. He threw away superstition and legend and attempted to discover the secrets of health. Single-handed, he tore medicine away from philosophy and made it a science. Traveling widely, Hippocrates taught as he went, writing down everything he observed regarding man's illnesses. His aphorisms are short, descriptive, clinical.
Persons who are naturally very fat are apt to die earlier than those who are slender. Consumption most commonly occurs between the ages of 18 and 35. Old persons require less nutriment than young. In winter, abundant nourishment is wholesome. In summer, a more frugal diet. Weariness without cause indicates disease.
Yes, such was Hippocrates, the ancient Greek, who without benefit of microscope or chemistry or books or laboratory, wrested the art of healing from dark magic and made it man's. Such was Hippocrates, who also gave to medicine the Hippocratic Oath, which has served through the centuries as the guide to ethics in medicine. And that's today's Adventures in Research, produced in cooperation with the Westinghouse Research Laboratory. These programs are broadcast to Armed Forces personnel overseas through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Join us again next week for another transcribed story of science on Adventures in Research.